Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're going to talk a little Eagles and Rams here. It's Know Your Enemy, brought to you by Wanners Transport and Delivery, providing same-day pickup and delivery services for over 30 years. If they can't ship it to you till tomorrow, don't call it a day. Call Wanners 215-672-8060. There you go. Yeah, that's up in the Hapro. It's got to be up in the Hapro or area, because it's up by where I grew up there, right? That's one of the old landlines, the exchanges that I had. My grandmother's.
Your old stomping grounds.
Yeah. Remember the old landline?
Yeah.
You have a landline now?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
And you use it? The number?
Yeah.
Because what they do is they make you get it as part of the package. Because if you try not to get it, they charge you more money than if you have it.
Yep.
I never even hook anything up. But they have something now where it goes to your cell phone if they call the whatever. So
the landline? Yeah, I have it. I have it for, I don't know why the hell I have it. Yeah, it's part of the package.
Part of the package.
Yeah.
But did
and
you...
I also have it to give it to people that I don't want to talk to.
It's coming out. Now, back in the day, did you used to have the old rotary phone? Or did you have the push receipt rotary
both.
Service?
I've had both, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I remember the old rotary.
Oh, yeah.
Or when
they
had the push button phone, but my grandmother still didn't want to pay for touch tone service.
Yeah.
It would be pulse. You would have to put it on pulse, and then it would still take the time.
Yeah.
You couldn't just go boop, boop, boop. You would go
Yeah. I remember all those, man.
You don't do that anymore.
Nope.
You just text people. You don't talk on the phone anymore.
No, you're old enough to remember fucking phone booths.
The phone booth?
Yeah.
When I worked in Woolgrove Mall at Luigi's, I had a there was two pay phones outside kind of by the door, and I had a pager, right? So you get the page from somebody that didn't even really need to talk to you, but they're paging you, and you go over and you put the quarter in there or whatever, and you do it, yeah.
Yeah, how about that?
The pay phone.
Yeah, the pay phone.
And the phone booth.
I need a quarter for the phone or a dime for the phone.
It was a dime.
Dime.
And then to a quarter. We got Levi on the line, where he's going to join us soon. But the Eagles question we had out there today, Ike Reese, is this team ready for primetime? Right, and we're not talking about primetime Monday Night Football or Sunday Night Football, primetime. Is this primetime right now?
We're talking about big matchups. Yes, this is a primetime game.
December?
Yes.
Playoff implications?
Yes.
Need a win?
Yes.
This is primetime?
Yes.
First primetime matchup.
Good football team you're facing.
Good football team.
Yeah.
Yeah, good football. Kind of like Eagles.
Yeah.
Like Eagles, Seahawks, kind of in the, or it's not Rams, Seahawks, kind of all in the same. Last week, they weren't ready for primetime.
How many games this year have they played that you would consider primetime?
The Panthers game was a big game.
That was a big game.
Chiefs?
No. It's too early in the season.
Because of that. Yeah, I would say yeah.
It's too second early week,
in the season,
right?
Second week of the season, and you had just won a game.
Yeah.
So had they lost the first one, it would have made that second one that much bigger. But they won the first one, so it kind of gave them a little bit of leeway.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up right now. I mean,
no, that's it. I would say the Carolina game, Carolina and Seattle.
That's it. Yeah,
I mean, Dallas was supposed to be, but they didn't have all the personnel.
Well, I'll give them that. That was a primetime game because it was on primetime, but also the Cowboys were fighting for their life, and they did come out and they at least gave a spirited effort in the first half.
They did.
And they have responded since then, so they're still in there. But so really only a handful.
Mm-hmm.
So are they ready for primetime right now on Sunday? We're going to find out. Tyrone in Glassboro, are they ready for primetime, Tyrone?
Yo, what's up, man? I got like a Cadillac.
What's up, Cadillac?
What I was calling about the prime time game.
Yeah.
I didn't agree with what you guys were saying.
You don't agree?
No, well, I do. You clarify what I was going to say.
Explained it, yeah.
The two prime time games you had is Kansas City and the Seattle, and you 0-2. You lost those. Now, you had a caller call up and say, oh, the primetime games, we beat the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington Redskins. They trash.
Yeah.
That's straight. And I'm a Cowboys fan. I can tell you. Yeah. I'm a Cowboys fan, but they trash. That's not primetime.
Yeah, I agree.
I was going to say
primetime has to do with the level of competition at the time you're playing them. Yeah.
Right.
And the circumstances.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the callers are calling saying these other games, like, we beat the Cowboys, we beat the – that's not prime time. No. Those teams are trash.
No, that Cowboys game was supposed to be a prime time game, but it wasn't.
I wouldn't say that because they tried, they're terrible right
you
now.
You wouldn't say that because you got your behind handed to you there, Tyrone.
That's why. I gave him a pizza.
Yeah, yeah, he owes me a pizza for that. Yeah.
A good pizza?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's good. He's good people. Listen, we've been going through this for years.
So this is where I need the profit yes. based on your bet, Tyrone.
Yeah.
All right, we can bet some. I tell you what. If Sean Lee plays, we're going to beat you on the last game.
Well, we got to find out whether or not the game means something to us.
Right, and you're right, right? Because now everything, the whole NFC is starting to change a bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything's starting to change. A couple more losses to a couple teams means a lot.
Hey, Cadillac, real quick.
Dude.
Well, I tell you, Dak Prescott, he ain't elite no more, is he? Where is he at now?
He's struggling. He's trying to do too much. He's trying to do too much. You're right with that. I give you that. No sniggling and giggling. Sniggling and giggling. That's all right.
All right, bro. You know I see you at the shop.
Be good, guys.
Yep.
There he is.
At the same barbershop.
You see, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, we all go to the same barbershop.
So that's the Cowboy fan in the barbershop right there.
Yes.
That's funny.
Oh, he was loud last year. Oh, he was unbearable last year. Oh, he was unbearable last year.
Yeah, he brings up a good point as far as if you really look at the top of the NFC, it's crazy. Eagles 10-2, Vikings 10-2, Saints 9-3, Rams 9-3, Seahawks 8-4, Panthers 8-4, and then the Falcons are the 1-7-win team right there. A loss or two by any of these teams could mean you're out. Not the Eagles necessarily, but you could be out. The Eagles lose a couple games here, they could be playing wild card weekend.
Yeah.
After starting the season 10-1. Yeah, it's crazy, man.
You don't want to start the season 10-1 and finish 11-5.
No. No. It's all about how you arrive. Like, if you were to say before the season 11-5, would you take that? That'd be great. No. If you start the season 10-1 and finish 11-5, we are
You're not
pissed.
Feeling good. Yeah. Yeah. And we're not feeling good going into that playoff game.
No. No, we're not. Hey, we'll play it on the other side because we got into the discussion based on the Mike Mitchell comments yesterday in the Pittsburgh Steelers locker room. And I got a ton of reaction on Twitter. So we'll talk about it because – really, like, I look at it, and football's a different game than it was even 10 years ago in a lot of different reasons, but the safety aspect of it, too, they're trying to make it a safer game, and there's always so much you can do. It's a violent sport.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.